Welcome back to JR Morning on this Friday. Great to have you with us. A lot of great segments we have. This one perhaps the most helpful to me.
Okay.
A guy who has four, you know, like three fusions in my back and four broken fingers. And we were talking off the air.
Yeah.
The most important thing you can do is?
Do the physical therapy.
Do the physical therapy. Dr. Tina Schaefer, she's a doctor of physical therapy with the Neil King Physical Therapy. She joins us now, and we've got some athletes that are banged up right now, too, that are going through that, Lloyd.
Yeah, that's right. Detroit Tigers ace pitcher Tarek Skubal preparing for surgery to remove these loose bodies from his elbow, and a lot of fans are just wondering what happens after the procedure. Dr. Schaffner, when fans hear that someone like Tarek Skubal is having surgery to remove these loose bodies from his elbow, what exactly does that mean medically?
Well, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. From, you know, I'm the physical therapist side of things, not the surgeon, but, you know, we can all look up the surgery online and they, you know, this is probably one of the more simple elbow surgeries they have. The elbow is a pretty complex joint. And so they go in and they kind of, it's like, you know, taking whatever it is, whether it's a piece of cartilage, piece of bone out of the joint fluid that usually can circulate around or hopefully that it settles in someplace non-consequential. But unfortunately, in Skubal's case, it had consequences. So they go in, they take it out, and then it's, you know, best case scenario, which according to what I've read, that's what this is. He's going to go back, work on range of motion and strengthening, and he hopefully won't really skip a beat.
So for a pitcher at the major league level, like you know, Skubal, I mean, how critical is the rehab process after a procedure like this? I mean, that's when the work really begins, doesn't it?
It does, because like I said, the elbow, it's a tough joint. It doesn't have a ton of range of motion. It likes to bend and flex, and that's about it. And getting range of motion back at that joint is really key. And this isn't his first rodeo. He's had a couple of elbow surgeries, so he knows what he's in for. This is probably the easiest of what he's had so far, ideally, from what I've read. So, you know, getting that range of motion back, and if because we can get it back early, he really shouldn't lose any strength. If they can keep the inflammation under control, he should be pretty seamless.
We're talking with Tina Schaefer, Neil King Physical Therapy. As you get these athletes, and one thing I've noticed, I've been in college athletics for nearly 40 years. Athletes today seem to be recovering. ACLs used to be career-ending injuries, and today you're almost seeing them come back at the end of the season of the injury. Are there therapy techniques that have improved over the last 10 years that is making it so that these recoveries are quicker? Are guys coming back too fast? I'm amazed at how quickly some of these like quarterbacks are coming back from ACL injuries.
Well, I do think from the standpoint of the education of the therapist, it's definitely improved over the years. You know, we've moved towards our doctorate degree, so we understand the mechanics of the body and how these different tissues are healing. So we have to be a little less conservative. We know when we can be more aggressive. We know when we can push. And these guys are professional athletes. They're in tip-top shape. It's not somebody who's just been, you know, weekend warrioring and they've got some weaknesses here and there. These guys have a team of people that are keeping them in shape. So you're starting with, like, the best material, and then you have every single, you know, thing at your disposal, whether they're doing PRP at the time of surgery or whatever's after the fact to help speed up healing. So I just think it's the advancements in the education of everyone, the surgical team, the therapeutic team, everyone.
I mean, and when you're working with an athlete, Tina, and, you know, and that athlete's recovering from elbow surgery like Skubal, how do you rebuild the confidence in that arm again?
Usually I find with athletes, confidence isn't the issue. It's really kind of slowing them down and reining them in a little bit and say, okay, we're going to push just enough and not push too hard. It's actually slowing them down because they are already anxious to get back to work. So we actually have to slow them down, give a little bit more education and say, okay, we'll get there, you know, in the appropriate timeline. We're just not going to go too fast, because if you go too fast, then things can get a little messy.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned platelet-rich plasma, PRP. Describe how that helps the healing process.
I've been taught, because obviously I don't do it, but I work with a lot of professionals in the area that do. It gives all the healing properties right there. It augments the healing process. So it's all the building blocks, all the materials that you need, that you don't have to wait for the body to deliver it. You're delivering it right on site at the time of surgery.
What role does the rest of the body, you know, shoulders, core, legs, play in protecting the elbow during rehab?
Oh, huge. So sometimes when we have issues like this, it's a nice time to kind of let that joint. So they might let that joint, that elbow rest and recover while they're doing range of motion. And maybe there were other small parts of his pitching mechanics that they've been working on that they'll focus on, whether it was using the hips, using the core. What we find a lot of times with pitching athletes is if you try to use the arm too much, that's when you run into trouble. It's a high velocity, you know, pitching a baseball, it's a pretty violent act for the shoulder and the arm, and you've got to be able to use the trunk and everything. So sometimes you can focus on those parts while you're, you know, helping this, while he's helping his elbow come along.
For those of us that are weekend warriors and we have injuries and you don't do the therapy right afterwards, and then you go like, ooh, I should have. It's much more challenging to like catch up after you've not done it. Is that, would that be a good step? I'm trying to give a warning to myself and others that stick to the plan. Otherwise it's going to be a harder road afterwards.
Absolutely. You know, here at Neil King Physical Therapy, one of the things that we really work on is because we see a lot of the weekend warriors is we take them a step back. We look at the whole body and we try to create a program that rehabilitates you at the time, but also give you a plan for the off months. What are you going to do in your downtime when it's not golf season, when it's not gardening season, when it's not baseball or softball or whatever season to keep you in shape so that you're ready to go come, you know, that next time of year?
And when we finally see Tarek Skubal back on the mound, Doc, what probably happened behind the scenes physically that made that return possible?
Oh, for sure. He's got a team of people behind him that they are working on right now. You know, he had surgery on Wednesday, I believe. So they're working on inflammation, compression, ice, and range of motion. And then taking that joint through the range of motion in a safe space so that the muscles, you know, they could be using electrical stim, all different kinds of things just to keep the muscles awake so that they don't, you know, tend to fall asleep after surgery because they're not being used. And then they'll put his whole body through a workout. So lots of different people from muscle therapies that they're going to do, massage, you know, fluid reduction, and then, you know, regulated rest.
Dr. Tina Schaffner, Doctor of Physical Therapy, Neil King Physical Therapy. I think right when we're done, Lloyd, we're going to go out and stretch. We're going to get it.
Range of motion and then use it. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. It's very insightful, all that you shared, and we greatly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Doc. 7 o'clock hour coming up, top news stories of the day. Plus, we're going to be talking about burgers. Boy, Mark Hollis is over here having a good time. What are some things you may not know about your favorite food? That's all next in the 7 o'clock hour here on 760 WJR.